せーの、オラ
ー、ようこそ旅リーガルポッドキャスト
へ。 Welcome everybody to the 旅リンゴポッドキャスト。 オラ
ー、 オラ
ー、 サオルイスですよ。
サオルイス、
Yeah、 ね、 あんまりなんか、 When people go to Brazil, it's not a destination that、yeah, everybody goes to Sao Paulo or Rio or maybe Fortaleza or yeah,
Sao Paulo から全く逆だもんね。
Yeah, it's like
来た。
Yeah, it's in the northeast where、our last episode left off was、we checked out the Lençóis de Maranhenses、which is a national park, and São Luís is the closest biggest city, I guess、with an airport thatgives access to this national park. Now we mentioned that, that the Lençóis National Park is still quite hidden, I guess. Not many Westerners are there. Not many gringos, not many gaijin, not many muzungus are there. And São Luís is the same. But yeah, it's the capital of the Maranhão province state. And it's about like 1.5 million people. We spent about 2 days there. And it was interesting. So we wanted to do an episode on it.
マラニャオ州っていうところ
ですね。の首都だね。
うん。でも一応ブラジルの中では一番ぐらいに貧しい州らしい。
マラニャオ。
うん。
うん。まあそんな雰囲気あったけどね。
まあちょっとね。
うん。
あったけど、でも
まあそれでもね、
うんうん、しっかり大きい町って感じだった。
そう、サオルイスは特にね、
うんうんうん、
It's about like 1.1 1.2 million people I think. So it's quite big. It's like 福岡ね。
うん、あ、そうだそうだ、福岡ぐらい。
福岡ぐらいでかい町で、うん、まあ田舎だと思ったら全然で、
うん、
you know, we originally didn't plan on spending any time here.But when we were hanging out with our friend Jose, he was like, no, you should really check out the city of São Luís. It's really special. It's really beautiful. And so we did. And it was awesome.
うん。
ね。
しかもお祭りをね、たまたまやってたから
。 Yeah, there's like a huge festival going on for 2 weeks.
うん、毎年7月にやるみたい。
And we had no idea.
うん。
But we got to see the festival. And just walking around the city,there's like an old town, the ancient town. It's on the coast, but it's like this ancient town, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
ねえ。
City.
だったんだね。
世界遺産でしたね、ここも。
うんうん、
ブラジルっていくつあるの？
世界遺産。ねえ。ここは街がだね。街全体が世界遺産になってるみたい。
うん、なぜ世界遺産？ Why is it a UNESCO World Heritage Site?
ポルトガルのその街並みをと、ん？昔の街並み？
うん、
をそのまま残しているから、
うん、
ブラジルの中で一番しっかり残っている。
ブラジルどころがラテンアメリカでだよ。
ラテンアメリカか、広っ。
Yeah, so it's the one of the best preserved Portuguese、colonial cities and historical cities in all of Latin America.
うん、私はさ、ポルトガル行ったことないか分かんないんだけど、うん、さ、広的にはポルトガルっぽかったんでしょ。
Yeah, 超っぽかった。
Mm.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. The buildings, the architecture. So originally settled by the French、
mm-hmm.
colonialists, and then they only had it for about 3 years or so, and then the Portuguese came and fought a war and fought them off, and they took over. And it's beautiful.
Mm. Yeah. タイルがね、すごい可愛い。
Yeah. So タイルが結構ポルトガルの象徴、
mm.
アーキテクチャーの、
うん、だったんだね。
なのでなんかちょっとね、うん、なんかまずちょい貧しいポルトガルみたいな。
うんうんうん、そう、街もさ、その建物はもう廃墟っぽかったじゃん。
Yeah, there's a lot of like abandoned buildings. So it's kind of, it felt like kind of like the, I don't know, like a poor version of like a Portuguese city or something.、うん、but there was still a lot of people out. Again, a lot of tourists, but Brazilians.
うんうんうん、yeah. 私はあの廃墟感すごい好きだったけどね。
Yeah. A lot of abandoned buildings. And there's like a central market where we had dinner. And then, yeah, one guy like spoke English to us that helped us order. I was wearing my Filipino t-shirt and he's like, oh, you from the Philippines? I was like, no.
これ言われたの2回目ぐらいじゃない、ブラジルで。
And he's like, oh, why are you wearing that? I was like, oh, I was there. And he's like, yeah, I asked him what to order and yeah, we had some good food. We had some nice coffee. Well, sort of. Probably would have been good if we liked that kind of coffee, but...
酸っぱかったんだよね、
ちょっと。Yeah, it's pretty acidic. So if you like acidic coffee, I think it was delicious, but we're not fans. But yeah, we spent a day and a half there.
そうだね。
because we had to go to the airport the following day at 5 a.m.
Yeah, しんどかった。
Yeah, so we're not in Brazil anymore. But yeah, we wanted to talk about São Luís. And we have to thank the hostel. ね。
サンルイスの?
Yes.
Yeah, one of the best かもしれない。あの、女の子。
あ、そうね。あの、what was it called?
タナン?
Yeah, the Tanan Hostel in São Luís. It's not in the center.But it's quite close. We took like the local bus into the center, and the receptionist spoke maybe like English, like 10 English words, and the rest was Portuguese. But she was amazing, and it's super hot. So like São Luís, you need to understand, it's right underneath the equator, so it's like all year round. It's 30 degrees and humid, and there's a rainy season and a dry season. But even in the dry season, it rains.
めっちゃ暑かった。なんかサンパウロとリオから来てたからさ、あっちが全然気持ちよかったんだよね。
サンパウロが、サンパウロ was like 12 degrees, 15 degrees, Rio was like 24, and then São Luís was like 32.
いやきつかった。
Yeah, it was super hot. So we, you know, check out of the hostel, we go check out the city for a day, because, I mean, we have all day, all night, because we need to be at the airport at 5 a.m.just completely come back and sweat and we stink, and then we're like, we come back, grab our things, and they let us shower before heading to the airport, which saved our lives.
チェックアウトしてから何時間も経って夕方6時ぐらいだったんだけど、シャワー浴びさせてくれてね、
そう、
Wi-Fi も使わせてくれて、
yeah.
もう本当に生き返ったよね。あれでさ、バスとか、あ、電車か、あの後
いやあれでウーバーで空港行って、空港で、6時間ぐらい潰して
で飛行機じゃん、
飛行機乗って、飛行機も10時間ぐらい乗って、
だからもう死んでたよね、本当に。
We would have been in disgusting shape had we arrived. Anyways, we didn't get much sleep. And we are in our 20th, 21st country now, Colombia.
はい、入りました。
はい。
じゃじゃじゃじゃじゃじゃじゃじゃパチパチ。
なので、はい。
最後にそのサンルイスのもう一個私大好きだったこと。
いや何？
人？
うん。
人が変わりました。サンパウロリオから。またちょっとアフリカ感が戻ってきて、街歩いてても声かけてくれたりとか、ニコってしてくれたりとか。まあ、スタッフもねもちろんそうだけど、優しくて、なんかこのやっぱりね、発展しきってないところに行くと人が優しい気がします。
Yeah, we found that the people are more welcoming, people are much nicer. Not to say that people weren't nice in Rio or Sao Paulo, but you know, it's just like big city mentality. They probably never see many Asians in Sao Luís.And so the people are very kind to us and very welcoming, and that's something I guess that we were missing a little bit since Africa. Even since like Tanzania. Yeah.
そうだね。
Because like South Africa is quite, yeah, we didn't really feel the warmth of the people, I guess, too much. But
サンルイスではちょっとお祭りの時に雨降ってきちゃったんだけど、
そうね。
もうキッチンみたいなところに入れてくれてね、そこで食べさせてくれて。
Yeah, we were eating at like a food stallat the festival that was going on in town in São Luís, and it started raining as we were eating, and they like took us into the kitchen into the back, and they were trying to talk to us and stuff, and yeah, it was much appreciated.
私なんてスペイン語も何も全然わかんないけど、なんとかやり取りできてんのか知らんけど、とりあえず
できた、
ニコニコしてたら向こうもニコニコしてくれた。
ありがとうございます。オビガード、オビガード。ということで、Yeah, we need to get out of this hotel. We gotta check out now.
はい。
So, we'll see you probably in the, Brazil wrap-up next episode, ね。It'll be, our wrap-ups are usually live, and we don't really announce when they go live, so please listen to it if you can. We are in American time zone now.
ね。
はい。So, if you are on the west side, or west side? No, no. America side?もうちょっとリーズナブルな、
ね、そうですね、
はい、時間で配信しますということで、Thanks for listening again and we'll see you in the next episode. Obrigado!
Obrigada!